Yeah, thanks, Miles. We're here outside the dressing room, the Donegal dressing room, after this draw today with Mayo, which has put them in, of course, to the semi-finals of the league. Oran McNeillis from Gador is here. Oran kicked a couple of fine scores today, I suppose. First of all, Oran, your overall reaction to the draw here today?
I suppose good enough result to get into the semi-final of the league. You know, we came down here and we were looking for a result to get into the semi-final. You know, people might have thought we didn't bother us too much, but we came down here wanting to get into that semi-final. You know, more games you play, the better, and it's good preparation for Tyrone in a few weeks' time, so we're happy enough with that.
Yeah, McHale Park in Castlebar obviously is a tough place to go in the first half. He's led by a point, and I suppose you kicked some good scores in that first half. One, a couple from your left and one from your right as well.
Aye, there was a nice breeze there, so it suited me, so it was nice to get them scores and going at half time with the point lead. And I suppose we didn't really kick off in the second half then. It was kind of tough against that breeze, and Mayo, fair play to Mayo, they kept us out, and we found it tough to break them down, but in the end we got in for a few scores to level it up, and thankfully we got the draw out of it in the end up.
And in particular in the middle of the field, things were very, very tight round there, and at times Donegal found it difficult to win ball, and even that trying to go short, the forwards had all pushed up and Donegal found it difficult, Oran.
Yeah, we did find it very difficult around the middle. You know, they've big men there, you know, they've Barry Moran and Shamey O'Shea and Aidan O'Shea around there too, so it was very difficult to win ball out there, but they pushed up very well on us too, and we couldn't get many short kickouts away, but I thought Michael Boyle did well to pick out a few boys there, so things went well enough for us there in the second half. You know, it was difficult, but went well enough. So,
yep. If you look at it, Mayo could have been 2 or 3 points up in the closing minutes, but they missed some very easy opportunities and sent the ball wide. And I suppose, did you just feel then, right, we can still get something out of this game when you seen that happening?
I suppose they did. They missed a few chances. You know, actually halfway through the second half there, I thought we were losing by more when they're missing these chances. I thought maybe the game was kind of gone from us, but we hung on there and fought it out and got the result in the end up. So happy enough.
Yeah. Is it now ideal, I suppose, going to Tyrone in the championship, that you get at least another competitive game, and Cork's going to be the opposition for you at Croke Park?
It is very important. You know, the more games you get in preparation for championship, the better. And Cork will be a very, very tough opposition. They always are. You know, especially in Croke Park too. Big pitch, will be wide open. So it'll be a good tough match and be a good preparation for us.
Yeah. And obviously you'll have Michael and Neil back for the next game. They were not available today. Well, you hope to have Neil back. He's a hamstring injury, but Michael will be back after suspension.
Yeah, two massive players come back in. You know, I suppose you would notice that they weren't playing there today around the middle, and Michael obviously in the edge of the square, but you know, Paddy McBrady did well in there today, kicked a few scores and got a nice goal. And you know, Big Neil's a massive player around the middle. He's having a great year. He's been phenomenal in there around the middle. So two great players will come back into Croke Park for us next week, you know, and they'll thrive on that in the big pitch.
It's amazing what 7 days the difference can make, because you're fighting for survival one week and all of a sudden you find yourself in a semi-final the next week.
Yeah, it just shows how competitive the league is. You know, Division 1, we were in Division 2 last year and it wasn't, I suppose, half as competitive as Division 1. You know, all the top teams are in there and that's where you want to be, and shows there the last few weeks the tough games we've had, you know, Tyrone last weekend and Mayo today. This top teams you want to be playing against, and we're happy enough to get into the semi-final.
Okay, thanks for talking to us, Oran, and well done today.
Good man.